Indiana tax revenues came in under projections for the first 2 months of the fiscal year that began in July. That follows the last fiscal year, in which the state only outperformed its targets by 0.1%, and with less revenue than the previous year. Noblesville Republican Senator Luke Kenley says after cutting taxes in the last several sessions, the revenue picture makes it harder to continue cutting.
I do think, though, that with our ability to even having cut the taxes to retain our $2 billion surplus shows that we're have enough revenues for the state. So on the other side of the coin, I don't see any incentive to raise any taxes.
But Portage Democratic Senator Karen Tallien says holding back spending or requiring state agencies and universities to cut their budgets, as Governor Pence has done, is unnecessary when the state has $2 billion in reserve.
We're shooting ourselves in the foot by doing that. You know, and why are we doing this? We're doing this in the name of sort of economic development. But, you know, if we can't spend our money on roads or higher ed or, you know, K-12 education, that is not economic development.
Kenley says the reserve level allows the state to be more flexible and ensures it can weather a future economic downturn. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.